Matt Carraher is a third-year student in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at Upstate Medical University, and he's here with us this morning to tell us all about an event that's coming up to underscore just how important that kind of physical activity is. Welcome, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming in. So this is your second annual what's called Move 5K event?
Correct.
Tell us about it. What is it and who's sponsoring it?
Sure. The Move 5K event was developed last year by several DPT students who wanted to get involved with an organization called Move Along. The organization is run by a man named Greg Collin, and we've worked with Greg through some of our coursework. And what we really wanted to do was develop something that would both benefit our club, so that we can send students on to continuing education courses that are off campus, help with travel expenses and such, but also really help Move Along expand. Right now, they're very based in Syracuse area, which is phenomenal, but they really can expand their reach to the entire Central New York region. So through fundraising activities such as this, we really get to help them and watch that company grow.
Okay, I want to talk very specifically about what Move Along does, but I wanted to start out by helping our listeners understand what a DPT student is, a doctor of physical therapy.
Sure.
You're in your third year. What is this program and what are you doing?
So a doctor of physical therapy student means that all of our students have entered the program with a bachelor's degree. Physical therapy used to be a bachelor's degree itself between 15 and 20 years ago. It then advanced on to a master's degree and now is at the doctoral level. So we are considered to be the primary care or practitioner of choice for musculoskeletal injuries. So we work hand in hand with all healthcare practitioners to really focus on the musculoskeletal system and really bring our expertise to that field, helping people with things ranging from sports injuries, neuromuscular injuries, or even just generalized pain. We really try to help and improve the quality of lives. So we spend 3 years in a very intensive program all year round and really focus on clinical education and clinical decision making and strengthening our knowledge within our field of practice.
So then you actually graduate this 3-year program with a doctorate, so
Correct.
To speak, in physical therapy.
Correct.
And you can do all these things. So now let's get back, and you're a senior, so you're about to graduate.
Yes.
So tell us about what Move Inc. or Move Along Inc. is, this organization that you're trying to raise money for.
Sure. Move Along, again, was founded by Greg Collin, and Greg is actually a paraplegic. He suffered a spinal cord injury when he was in college, and since then he's done tremendous things. He has taken what many would consider to be a very detrimental situation and really just put a positive outlook on it. He went through rehab and everything himself and then started to develop Move Along, which is specifically designed to provide both exercise, programming, and overall fitness for individuals with physical disabilities. This does not necessarily mean that the individual is wheelchair bound, but that is a great amount of their clientele, but they do just a great thing for the Syracuse community. We do events such as wheelchair basketball, which they'll be actually doing a wheelchair basketball tournament at the state fair this year. They do sled hockey in the winter. There's a swimming program. And what the Move 5K is designed for is to really just aid the funding so that these activities can continue, but also look to the future and see what can we expand on, what are larger organizations doing, and how can we really bring that to the Central New York region.
That's fabulous. But let's help our listeners understand. So why is it, obviously it's important to stay physically active for us, but why is it equally or even more important for people with physical disabilities?
I think it's equally important for everyone to stay to some sort of physical activity, whether that is taking the stairs instead of the elevator, whether that is, you know, parking a little bit further away at the store and walking in. These are things that you and I can do with ease just to increase our physical activity, increase our overall fitness. Individuals who may have a physical limitation potentially do not have the means like we do to exercise at traditional gym facilities or to be involved in sports or races and things like that. So what we really would like to do is just to see what can we do for these individuals. And Move Along is, that's exactly what they do. They show you the way to an active lifestyle, because for many of these people, they aren't able to move as frequently as you or I can.
And in the same way as exercise affects our physical, cognitive, emotional, and even our spiritual sense of well-being, it's true, obviously, with people, maybe even more so with people who have some physical disability.
Correct. And it creates a great sense of camaraderie. You're with a bunch of individuals who are in similar situations as yourself. It's overall just a great way to get to know people who are in the same shoes as you.
That's wonderful. And as you said, the money that will be earned from this event, that will be raised from this event, will also help your club, which is your doctor of physical therapy student club.
Correct.
So that you can go for continuing education. Correct. As well as helping the Move Along.
Yes.
Organization. That's fabulous. Tell us a little bit more about where is the event? When is the event?
Sure. The event is going to be held on Sunday, September 23rd at 9:30 a.m. We're holding it at Green Lake State Park, which is where it was held last year.
That's in Fayetteville, New York.
Yes, in Fayetteville, New York. We're very happy to be back there. They're doing a big trail renovation this year, so for anybody who's running it for the first time, they're going to be running on some great new trails that Green Lakes has developed. The event starts at 9:30. We usually go till about noon because after the race, we do a lot of fun activities. There's a kids fun run, which is open to, you know, any child that's at the race wants to run a little lap near the lake. We have some prizes, some goodies for them afterwards, other activities. We have a post-race expo, which is all about healthy living. We're going to bring in some different companies in the area that either promote like organic foods, or we're going to bring in the Onondaga School of Massage has came last year and is hopefully going to be rejoining us again this year.
Will they be offering free massages?
Of course, of course.
Well, that might
definitely a reason to stop
right
by.
Right off the bat to participate.
Yes.
So, okay, so it's going to be starting at 9:30. It's going to be at Green Lake State Park, September 23rd. Mm-hmm. How do people get involved?
So if you want to get involved, you can check out our link at upstate.edu/events. That'll give you all of the information if you click on the Move 5K link. If you'd like to volunteer, there's a way to do that off of that link. If you'd like to attend and be a participant in the race, we'd really appreciate it. We would take any of the runners that we can get. And don't feel that this is just a race for runners. This is a race for everyone, anyone who's physically active. You can run, walk it. You can just walk it. We're really just trying to get everyone in the Syracuse community involved, and also exclusive to the Upstate Physical Therapy students and the rest of the student body, I should correct myself, all of the Upstate students. We are doing the Double Dare Physical Therapy Challenge this year.
Sounds pretty heavy.
It is. It's going to be a competition of 5 team members from across all the programs who will be competing for the spot title as the PT Challenge winners, and that will be the fastest team and the fastest team at runners at Upstate. So we're looking forward to it. That's an addition.
Fastest athletes on campus.
Fastest athletes on campus.
Unbelievable. So just to reiterate, the actual events of the components of that event, you have a 5K, which is a 3.1-mile running and wheelchair event.
Yes.
And it's a run or a walk, and it's open to the entire community. That's Upstate as well as the Syracuse community. And then there's a shorter fun run for kids.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's basically it. And then all these other assorted goodies and fun things to do.
Yep.
Well, it's a wonderful cause. I'm so pleased that you're going to do this. And it's your second annual, so hopefully there'll be many, many more annual events like this. And it's for a wonderful cause. So thanks again for coming in. Joining me has been Matt Caraher. He's a third-year student in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air and how experts are getting ready to help you and your family stay safe at this year's New York State Fair.